sports fans, and welcome to another edition of NDB Media's Sports Talk with the Guys, home of the Monday Morning Quarterbacks on Saturday.
And Monday night, how's it going, everyone?
How are you doing, big dog?
Doing good. How are you? There it is. There's music.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. Good job. Oh, way to go, big dog. Oh, I thought you already plugged it in there, big dog. Yeah, big dog.
No, you always know when I put it in. Don't worry.
I'm sure, but that's not here. Hey, wow, we finally got the music going now. Like 30 seconds late. Yes, of course, ladies and gentlemen, you know the theme from Harold Faltermeyer and something or other. Oh, and Steve Stevens. How you doing, big dog?
Those are
I haven't seen you in a while.
How you doing?
Okay, did you bring a banana?
Yes, I did.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I'm going to have to go see what I can go get. That was a hit and a half.
Oh, no. It was there. It looked good, so I thought I'd bring the banana.
No problem. Well, ladies and gentlemen, it is the Saturday morning extravaganza. We are live. Big dog, you can go ahead and get your cup of coffee right outside. It's already heated, ready to go.
Give me a cup of Joe.
I swear to God, I have no, there's no salt out there, though. You had a real genuine cup of Joe that time.
Oh, man.
That was not a pinch of sugar, though. Instead of putting in sugar, I put in salt.
Yep.
Oh, and speaking of salt, how's he doing?
I haven't heard from him in a while. I know he sent us a little message, or sent me a message one time about 4 weeks ago or so.
I think I may have received the same message.
Saying, you know, things are going well, hopefully I'll be able to, you know, come on soon, and so on and so forth.
And, of course, there he is in the chat room. Can't believe it. Early morning hours.
Couldn't have said.
No, Brian is in the chat room.
Oh.
What's up, Brian? Okay, do I have it? Yeah, I have it somewhere. Where the hell is it?
What's that, YMCA?
No, I have to be a little more respective. Here we go.
In 1972, a crack commando unit was sent to prison by a military court for a crime they didn't commit. These men promptly escaped from a maximum security stockade to the Los Angeles underground. Today, still wanted by the government, they survive as soldiers of fortune. If you have a problem, if no one else can help, and if you can find them, maybe you can hire the A-Team.
Brian, Hey! There you go. It's Brian in the chat room, playing the A-Team. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, we are hyper and ready to go this early in the morning. I need to get... Uh-oh. He's looking to get one for me? Uh-oh. Gotta see, because even the big dog... I've gone back and forth with the big dog. I don't know. I mean, I kind of have Who Let the Dogs Out, but that's kind of like a familial one, you know? That's kind of like the... You know, it's a family one, but... You know, I don't know, but speaking of family, big dog, the Angels are no family, dude. They've already gotten rid of Santana,
yep.
And they were on the verge of getting rid of Dan Heron.
Yep, and that fell through.
Yeah, but thank God, Marmol is not the answer. Overpriced and his, oh my God, I mean, that guy, do you know how charitable he is in the base pass?
Yeah, very. Well, it looks like they were going to be saving about... $6 million a year is what it came out to because Heron had a $15.5 million option.
See ya.
And they had to pay him $3.5 million buyout.
Yeah.
Because when the trade went through, they said, well, we still don't want you. So here's your buyout clause. Now, Marmol, on the other hand, was going to be earning $9.8 million next season.
For a middle reliever.
For a middle reliever that walked 45 in 55 in the third innings.
Yeah, he's not good. How many hits did he give up?
It doesn't say how many hits, but he said he had 23 saves and 23 chances, but he walked 45 in 55 in the third.
Yeah, his whip was in the 1.538, I believe.
Yeah.
Nasty. That means he's basically giving up 15 guys getting on base per nine innings.
And Heron wasn't very much better. Heron was 12 and 13 this year. And had a career worst 4.33 ERA in 30 starts this year. And,
yeah.
Of course, was on the disabled list for the first time.
Yeah, Heron. Yeah, well, when you get older, it tends to happen.
And evidently it was Heron, I guess in his contract, I guess he had somewhat of a no-trade clause because he was able to give a list of teams that he wanted to go to.
Oh, yeah, they call that a limited
Yeah, exactly. So he gave that list, and I guess the Cubs were on there. Why? I don't know. No offense.
Small city, relatively speaking, the media outlets. The only big city there is when it comes to media is New York, and that's it.
Yes.
Yeah, so some people don't like going to New York.
Yep.
It's just a fact. Looks like everyone's coming to Los Angeles, though.
Yeah, of course, now as you mentioned before, the Angels got rid of Irvin Santana.
To the Cubs?
No.
I'm sorry, to the other minor league team in the American League.
Yeah.
Los Reales de Kansas City.
That's right. Him and his $13 million option.
Yeah.
He's been with them for a while. He's been in the rotation since 2005, going 96-80 with a 4.33 ERA in those 7 years.
Yeah.
And he's had at least 23 games in 8 consecutive seasons. So, I mean,
he's getting older, dude. His ERA is way too high. And it's just not working.
Yeah.
And I'm going to send the Twitter and the Facebook feed out because usually that gets everyone up and going. Good morning, Couch Potato, the hardest working man in sports.
That's right. Santana.
That did hurt, by the way.
This past season, Santana was 9-13 with a 5.16 ERA while giving up a major league worst 39 homers.
Wasn't it the Dutchman that gave up like 50 homers 1 year?
Oh,
like in 1987 or something. I'm going to have to go and find that one. But, hey, big dog, it is what it is. Let's go do a little bit of sports.
Did you hear who is coming to the Dodgers?
They signed them, right?
Well, no, the deal is pretty much done.
Oh, maybe not.
The Dodgers most likely will have a new hitting coach.
Oh, yes. Yes, hold on. I don't have my medication with me, so I'm not sensitive. I don't have my albuterol inhaler. No, I don't have asthma, but from time to time I do have trouble breathing. So, must be my panic attacks.
Those are...
What? So, yes! That lying, cheating, I'm going to beat my brother to the punchline so he cannot print his book, and I'm going to tell everyone that it's time using my manager as cover.
Who is it? Mr. Mark McGwire.
Yes.
As he's been the hitting coach for the St. Louis Cardinals the last 3 seasons, and he informed the Cardinals, I'm going to be going to Los Angeles. And that, of course, is because he lives in Orange County. So,
what a shock.
He is a hometown boy, so to speak, and will be coming to the Dodgers.
Oh, that's right. He would be a hometown boy.
Yeah.
Everyone here in Hollywood gets shots and
the collagen
lips,
and everything else.
Collagen. They get these lifts and everything. Yeah, so I guess he's right. He gets big muscles. He could be a Hollywood superstar.
Nah, he's too old.
Hey, they like gingers. Doesn't matter how old they are. I say we beat a ginger.
You're the reason brothers and sisters shouldn't marry.
Yes, Mark McGwire, you are definitely the reason why.
The McGwire's heading... they see the deal is pretty much 90% done, so it's pretty much a done deal. I mean, all kidding aside, would you consider him a better hitting coach than...
Let me see. The Cardinals went on to the World Series, and they won. Yeah, I don't know, dude.
He replaced... who did he replace? Who got fired? Was it Hanson?
Dave Hanson,
right?
Dave Hanson was moved around.
He was given the choice. His position was taken away from him.
He was transferred, or they started some sort of rotation. Whoa, flashback. That's right. It's all BS, isn't it, when they come up with that stuff?
Yeah, I thought he, that's right, because he was in future
I'm
endeavor.
I'm sorry, are we too loud?
No.
I know you moved the mic away.
Well, no, so we can hear you, because it was just right here facing me. I want to make sure everybody can hear you.
No, it's okay.
So, I was going to say he was future endeavored, but he wasn't, because he's still with the company.
I'm gonna have to go over that. I'm gonna have to future endeavored.
Mm-hmm. You know, we'd like to thank you for your time with the company, and we
future endeavored. That's creative use.
And we hope for you to have success in your future endeavors. So he was future endeavored.
Yeah. Okay.
The reason why I say that is because that is done a lot. Like when wrestlers get fired, they are wished success in their future endeavors.
Oh. Well, that was creative use. All right, future endeavored. I'm all right. Captain Tail says he's going to be right back. And, of course, we're going to get
to... No, Couch, don't go. No.
No, we're going to get to this. But Philip K. Ripley, I'm sorry, Philip K. Wrigley...
Oh, that was Ripley's Believe It or Not.
...who owned the Cubs from 1932 until his death in 1977, said, Baseball, too much of a sport to be called a business, and too much of a business to be called a sport. Yeah, because only in baseball do shitheads get promoted to obscene deals, and the good guys get relegated to lousy and released. Sorry. Baseball birthdays today. Roy Emerson, born in 1936. Larry Holmes, born in 1949. Phil Sims, born in 1955. Karch Kuralli, born in 1960. Of course, he is a volleyball fame, one of the better players ever.
Karch Kuralli.
And Armando Benitez was also born in 1972. Karch Kuralli. Whatever.
It's because it's early. You thought you were me trying to pronounce, you know.
You're
last
too
name.
Humble there, big dog. It's the only reason why you have difficulty is because you've never actually heard someone else munch it. That's why. The only reason why I get it right is because I hear other idiots munch it. So that's okay.
Now options have been picked up
you
and
don't
dropped.
Want your copy
yeah,
this morning.
But we're already in the sports, and I got 9 pages worth, man.
Oh man, so that means shut up.
No.
Man, get busy.
Of course, options have been picked up and dropped like crazy. The Dodgers declined options on 3 players. They declined Juan Rivera's $4 million option.
Oh, yeah.
They declined Todd Coffey's $2.5 million option.
Coffey was declined?
Yep. And Matt Trenor, they declined his $950,000 option. The move saved them $7 million. And the entire... payouts... You know, the buyouts on their options totaled $950,000 for all 3 players. So they saved a lot of money on that one. Of course, on the other coast, Mr. Canal and Mr. Granderson, their options were picked up.
Yes.
And they will both be making $15 million each this coming season.
Yeah.
Of course, they didn't make themselves look very good in the postseason, especially Mr. Granderson, who went, let me see, where is it? He went
over a hell of a lot.
Playoff record 0-29. And he, yeah. And he struck out 16 of his 30 at bats.
It's all right. I still like Granderson.
Yeah, I mean, excellent player. He had a great, great regular season.
Oh, God. All right, fine. Whatever. Sorry.
Actually, he didn't.
Yeah, thank you for looking at his numbers again.
Yeah, he was an all-or-nothing hitter.
Yeah, thank you, big dog, but don't get me wrong. He came up with some pretty big,
he did. 43 homers, but 195 strikeouts.
Yeah.
232 on the year, though.
Yeah. But I don't think the Yankees are going to give him back.
I think what I was looking at was...
You got a center fielder that hits about 240, and he hits 45 jacks. Are you kidding me in today's day and age?
I was looking at Canal's numbers, is what I was looking
at. Yeah, but those are almost done numbers.
313? With 33 homers and 94 RBIs?
No, I'm sorry. I'm talking about Granderson.
Oh, Granderson, yes.
Adam Dunn numbers.
Don't start with Dunn.
Hey, I hope Andrea is doing very well. I understand she's out of power. Several people on NDB Media, I was getting a lot of nasty emails. What's that? Where are your people? I'm like, they're on the East Coast.
Yeah. Well, I saved the day on Wednesday.
Yes, you did.
Yes, I did. I'm going, okay, you know what? I'm
Why
here.
Why did she contact me?
Because she says you don't answer. I'm just kidding.
Wait a minute. Hold on a minute. Is this Tanya, or is this Shy?
No, it was Shy.
She says I don't answer?
No, I was just kidding. Neither one of them said that.
I was going to say, allow me to show you all the text messages that I respond to instantly.
No,
a woman that sends me a text message, I don't respond? Are you effing kidding me? Oh,
that was
real bad, knowing that Brian has contacted me so many times. Hey, Brian. I saw Barbara. Maybe it'll work.
No, what happened was is
oh,
I saw
that
him on,
sucked.
I went.
I owe you a professional apology, Brian, and personal.
I went. I was online to listen to the show. I thought I was actually late, but I was actually 10 minutes early. So I caught them on Facebook, and I saw that she was trying to contact Tanya, because Tanya was they were going back and forth, and she was saying, I can't get to the computer. The computer's not working. I can only use my phone. So she couldn't open up the switchboard. She couldn't do anything. And I just happened to, I can help you out. Let me just step in here. But of course, Mr. Zeke signed in under the same damn name and kept kicking me out.
What a shock.
So I started him up. We went the whole hour. We talked for a while and had one or two people in, but for the most part, East Coasters were pretty much done.
Yeah, let me tell you, we've been suffering from East Coast, but if we were in the Southeast, we'd probably get 50,000 downloads.
No, it's a storm, so it'd be, 48,000, not 50.
No, he had 50,000. 50,000. He's doing college. Big Dog, you and I made the mistake for pulling the plug of, what was it? What was the name of the program? In the front row.
Oh.
We were doing college 2 years ago, and after the first episode, Roger pulled the plug, and he didn't want to do it. That was bad. We could probably have 500 now. No, they just have an awesome program, and no one's doing college, and that's the secret. They're doing college. That's why they're getting every... And the program is awesome! I go in there, and they're... Even though they're very friendly to me, every time I go in, a lot of people greet me. I just sit there for a while as a guest, and I watch them ride each other. I'm like, holy shit. Are they friends? It's awesome.
Yeah. Looks like Josh Hamilton got a one-year qualifying offer, which, of course, he most likely will decline.
Oh, here we go. Hold on a minute.
Okay.
Yes, Couch Potatoes also scoring with Campus with – or Cuervo.
On campus with Cuervo.
You see, I don't deliberately butcher the names, but hold on. Let me get a cup of Joe this morning. I felt the sugar go through my teeth. That's pretty bad. That was pretty bad. I'm like, wow. Is that a sugar rush?
Oh, I forgot to say yesterday, that picture that you posted, that the wonderful looking dinner, I was going to ask, was it low sodium?
There's nothing you can say. I think I told my wife, I'm like, what the hell? They're recommending a low-sodium diet? My wife was like, no speaking English. What is low-sodium? No entiendo.
Or maybe she really understands and she's checking your insurance policy.
It's about the only thing that's getting paid lately.
Let me see.
Yeah. She's going to die a rich woman if I die. Oh, wait, no. If I die, she's going to be a rich woman.
You ain't going nowhere.
Nope. No, hell no. Not anymore. They're curing me of my psycho stuff. That's where I'm going. That's why I feel a little bit better. They're really doing that stuff for me. Still having all the dreams and nightmares, though. Do you know what was one of the worst dreams? And it's been analyzed for me now. Remember when you were in grade school? Cut it out.
Couch and I in our Speedos? Is that that nightmare? Or? And you're thinking about it. That's a bad part. With you in the middle.
Warning, bullshit alert.
And there is quite a bit if I'm in the middle. Oh, my God.
I was reading predictions.
The Couch Potato says that's a horror story. But before we get to the Lakers, what's up with Hamilton? I've got it right here.
Oh, no, not Lakers. We're not going to go Lakers. No,
what?
I know we are.
Well, hold on a minute. I got to tell you. Claw had a great comment on Facebook yesterday directed at Kobe, and I liked it. I did. I liked it.
I didn't see it. I'd have to see what it was.
Yeah. Go ahead. Continue.
Josh got a, of course, qualifying one-year offer of $13.3 million, which... everybody in the world is saying he's going to decline, which I don't see him not declining it. Predictions are is that he's going to end up in Atlanta, which I thought was an interesting prediction. But that would be interesting. I didn't know if Atlanta was in the sweepstakes for Josh Hamilton, but of course I guess he would be coveted right now free agent out there.
For some. I think the Brewers are interested in him, and I don't know who else is. Look, he actually had an off year. Yeah, he may actually return to the Rangers.
I don't think so. Getting booed that last game of the season.
Oh, that hurt his feelings?
Well, yeah, it hurt his feelings. He had to go get drunk. No, I don't know. No, I don't know.
He had to go get another tattoo?
So, I don't know what's going to happen with him, but, you know, we'll keep an eye on that one.
Not known as a party town, says Cash Potato. Tarvino now says he needs a cup. Well, Tarvino, go get the cup and make sure you put sugar in it, baby. Otherwise, you can't feel the sugar go through your teeth when you suck it dry.
And it looks like the Phillies...
I have a joke for you. I heard it on Thursday.
Okay.
This was told by Professor, you know, the little one that's in the wheelchair.
Uh-huh.
Told Sheldon this. What does a black hole and Sheldon Cooper have in common? They both suck.
I was going to be pretty bad, but...
By all means, go ahead.
No, I was just trying to figure out how to weigh this since Sheldon is gay. So black hole and Sheldon, but I was going to...
They both suck. That's a good gay joke, too. I mean, come on. And if he were straight, the same joke would apply. They both suck. Oh, you are commenting on my ability to deliver a one-liner?
Oh, that was one
good
line.
Good morning,
that
big
was,
dog.
That was one line?
I listened to Junk Fat yesterday. Oh, my God, yeah. Couch Potato listened to it. Big dog was... he was very alive. Oh, my goodness. Don't forget, ladies and gentlemen, tonight she's not on the East Coast, so she will be on at 1 p.m. Central Time, Aiming Right with Amy. She's, of course, on our flagship channel. Man, she's pulling down a lot of downloads already. So we're very happy with it. Really good stuff. I don't want to break her heart, though. I don't think she's going to win on Tuesday, but that's okay.
You know how now Melissa's a Republican?
Okay.
Surprise me.
Yeah, Arrow's a Republican, too.
Who?
Ariel.
Oh, really?
That's kind of disgusting. When is the next joke night? There actually may be one in December. There may be one, but if not, it's probably going to be in January. I try to do them every 10 weeks because when we did them 3 months, it was too much. But if we did it, when we were doing them monthly, it just the numbers just shot down. So 3 months was too long. 2 months is too soon. So we went 10 weeks. So I have to do the math. Cat Potato says he's voting for Jesse Ventura. Voted for me. I would have accepted your vote.
Roseanne?
You're voting for him?
Roseanne's on the ballot, don't forget.
No, that's not the same one.
Yes, it is.
Barr?
Yes.
Roseanne Barr?
Yes.
On which ballot?
The presidential.
For California?
For the president.
I know that, big dog. Is she on the California ballot?
Kathy said so. Kathy did early voting.
I did early voting, too.
She said Roseanne Barr. Told you.
Under the Peace and Freedom Party.
Yeah, I told
with
you.
With Cindy Sheehan. That's that woman that chased around Bush all over the place and was camping out by his...
Yeah, I told you she was on there.
She's under Peace and Freedom, line 15.
Yeah. See?
Son of a... All right. All right, well, obviously I did not vote for them. All right.
Couch says, no, she's from the Empty Pizza Box Party.
You know, I was a member of the beer, what was it, the beer party or something? Years ago, it was so funny. For someone who doesn't drink, they sent me the beer membership club card or whatever. It was funny. It was the biggest joke I had for the longest time. Everyone said, you're not a drinker. I know, but I am because I have the card. You're not giving me any love this morning.
Sure I am.
No, you're not. None whatsoever. You're not. Did you know I uploaded a lot of stuff, commercials and things?
Oh, you're
kind of cool.
I think you were talking about porno or something.
Did you want me to upload porno into the sound file?
Sure, why not?
All right. I'm just gonna start playing the recordings that I made of you and Couch Potato over in Vegas.
That's fine. We don't mind.
I'm sure you don't.
You can edit out the part where we yell out your name.
No, the most disgusting part was when you both yell out each other's name in synchronicity.
And then you hear the...
I was wondering what that was. There. I was wondering what that was. Wow. Shit. All right, well, hey, we're good. That's the second time I swear in two consecutive weeks. I'm sorry.
Well, all right. It is what it is. Actually, I didn't upload the sound effects to this file because we're all professional here on Sports Talk with a guy. I couldn't even get that out. All right, ladies and gentlemen. All righty then. Yeah, I didn't do any of that stuff. They're just all commercials. But all right. We've had... Oh,
Tarvino says, I'm going to go get food. What part did we disgust him on?
You'll be right back. I love chicks moaning at the beginning of the songs. Betty, Betty. Oh, okay, hold on. Let me play that one. I love this one. It's under commercials. And here we go. Where is it? I'm sorry, Big Dog. Let me just get to it. Go to a story real quick. Or else I'll just interrupt you as I normally do.
Can't find your commercial?
Can never find my commercial. Well, oh, I uploaded it. Where the hell is it?
I don't know.
I thought I played it last time, but Mandy, I've uploaded it to every program except for this one. There it is. Here we go.
Cut. Mike, what is your deal,
oh,
man?
Oh, come on, man. You've been riding me all day.
Mike, you're playing like Betty White out there.
That's not what your girlfriend said.
Oh. Baby!
Whoa.
Eat a Snickers. Better?
Better.
Hey!
That hurts.
You're not you when you're hungry. Snickers satisfies.
I love that commercial when that one debuted in the Super Bowl. My God, that was one of the funniest commercials that I've seen in a while.
Yep.
Oh, it was great. That's not what your girlfriend said. That's a typical comeback that guys always have on the field. That was great. I'm sorry. Go ahead there.
Yeah.
Captain Potato, have a witty retort there. You've been riding me all day. Yeah. Come on, man. You've been riding me all day. She's great. She is incredibly funny. She is incredibly funny, Betty White. Yeah.
I'm glad she had a resurgence of her career.
Hell
again.
Yeah. And that actually was when she was really coming back.
Yep.
Yeah. I think it's great. She's been doing a lot of movies. She always comes across as a racist old woman. God, and she plays it so well. So go ahead.
The Phillies exercised Carlos Ruiz's option.
Oh, the catcher, Carlos Ruiz?
Ruiz.
Okay.
Ruiz.
I I'm not thrilled with that name, so if I butcher it, don't blame me.
Okay. They exercised a $5 million option, but they declined utility man Ty Wigginton's $4 million offer and Jose Contreras's $2.5 million offer. So those guys will be free agents. Looks like Mr. Big Papi is going to stay in Boston.
Yeah, apparently there were some teams that were interested in him.
He turns 37 on November 18th, he was able to finagle a deal out with Boston because he said he wanted to end his career in Boston.
What was the deal? One-year deal?
He signed a two-year, $26 million deal, and with incentives could be up to $30 million.
Sure. I believe in incentives. I do. Because if a player, reaches their marks, then, hey, pay them. Everyone should be, like I said, everyone should have a base salary of $1 million or $2 million.
And then go from there.
Actually, they should have a base salary on every, it could go up like $1 million every year. Or 500, whatever. And their base salary. And then just give them marks for doing everything. And they can say, okay, well, I want to lead the major leagues in bunts. So they'll be paid commensurately, and even the little guys that do their jobs could even make a little bit of money. But no one comes to the baseball games to see someone square for a bunt. They come to see him hit it out of the park.
Yep.
Because they're so Nintendo jingoistic that it's just, I don't think I use that word correctly, jingoistic.
He had an okay season. I mean, he only played 90 games because he was hurt.
Cosh Potato had an attack on that one. No, gee! 2 years for $26 million? That's what the little guys get to play.
Well, yeah.
You mean everyone on the Minnesota Twins and the Reales de Kansas City and the Houston Astros? Go ahead, Big Dog.
In 90 games, he had a 318 average, 23 home runs, and 60 RBIs. Not bad for 90 games.
I guess that's a resurgence, yes. Because he was hurt.
Well, they said he had an Achilles strain on July 16th and only had one game since then. So he only played from April to July. So, I don't know if it was worth $13 million a year, but evidently it was.
Yeah, exactly.
And, of course, sad news came in earlier this week from the Dominican Republic. As Mr.
I caught that yesterday.
Mr. Pascual Perez, dead at the age of 55 from a home invasion. Evidently, it was a very grisly home invasion. He had multiple
stab wounds
and lacerations, and from what I was reading, it pretty much caved his head in.
Yeah, apparently he gets a $4,000 a month pension.
Yeah, they said he had just gotten his pension check the day before, and that night he was robbed, or the following night he was robbed. So, and unfortunately,
because if you work 10 years in the major leagues, you get 10 years of service, you get a pension.
He played 11 seasons.
Yeah.
He had a lifetime record of 67 and 68 with the Braves, Pirates, Expos, and the Yankees.
Yeah, he was with us in...
But of course, he did have a lot of drug problems, if I'm not mistaken, right? Or, as he says, he was in and out of problems, but I could have sworn he had a...
Cocaine?
Yeah, I think
there are a lot of Dominicans that have problems with cocaine.
Yeah.
That was a steroid before steroids. Before steroids became prevalent. Remember, cocaine was a big thing in the 80s.
Yeah, it says that police...
See how?
Says that police say that there were several assailants and that the house in the town where he was staying at was ransacked. Says the precise cause of death has not been determined, but officials say that Perez, who suffered severe kidney problems in recent years, had a fractured skull from blows to the head.
Someone must have tipped him off if the check arrived from them. From the mail.
That or he just had a big mouth and
stupid,
you know,
idiot.
You know, the month before, I just got paid, drinks for everyone, or, you know. His brother, I guess, is the mayor.
Lito Perez.
He is the mayor, or he's some sort of government official in the next town over or something or other. And he was talking about, you know, about his brother. He last played in the majors in 1991. And it says that he was found with a severe head wound in a town west of the capital of Santo Domingo.
I was genuinely surprised when I heard that.
Yes, so was I. It took me a second to remember who he was, and I remember the Jerry Curl, one of the guys, when I was asking, they go, Perez. He's like, yeah, he had that Jerry Curl going. I was like, oh, yeah, I remember him, Montreal. He's like, yeah, Montreal Expos. That's pretty much where he made his name, Montreal, correct?
I'm impressed, big dog. Yes, I really am.
So
are your Angels going to re-sign Zach Greinke?
They have to now.
Hey, Cash Potato, say Greinke, pronounce it. I know you're listening. Go ahead, right there. Greinke. Greinke.
E-I-E-I-O.
Well, Cash Potato pronounces Greinke like my old English teacher would pronounce the name or the word wash.
Warsh?
Warsh, yeah. Warsh. And it was funny because we always knew she said warsh, and then later on she whipped out another word on us, and we're like, oh!
Couch is Ganenki.
Yeah, I know. He's, actually, he likes to say Gernenki. I've heard him. I love when he butchers it. And that's a word that I don't even bother to correct him on.
Now, how do you like the fact that Mike Redmond is the new manager of the Marlins?
Mark Redmond, yeah. He was,
Thanks for the Marlins.
Yeah.
He was their catcher when they won the World Series in 2003.
Good for him. He's untested. Where else?
Yes. Let's see. He's been...
I think the Angels are going to go after Zach Greinke. I think they're going to have to.
Yeah, so do I.
Because they got rid of Heron, and they also got rid of
Santana.
Irvin Santana.
So they really have only two starters right now.
Jared Weaver.
And C.J. Wilson.
Yeah.
That's about it.
They overpaid for Wilson. And now all of a sudden, a year or two later, it's like, oh. Like, hey, it made great news. C.J. Wilson, and an hour later, Albert Pujols.
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah, that was
That was Granicki.
Nah, I love the way he says Granicki.
Mike Redmond got a...
Gurn.
He got a 3-year deal with the Marlins. Didn't say how much. I'm pretty sure it wasn't that 10
million. Give them all 1 year. You see, who do they have to blame? Themselves. No. So if he gets fired, everyone says, well, he's owed this. Well, who gives a shit? Good for him. He can now retire and take care of his family.
So he spent the past 2 years managing Class A teams in Toronto.
That guy went from literally under 100,000 to bank. What was the deal again? How much?
It didn't say. It didn't say amount, but it said it was a 3-year deal.
It certainly wasn't $100,000.
Well, you're figuring it's probably close, if not a million, close to $1 million a year, you would figure.
Yeah.
Especially since he's a hometown boy.
Yeah. By the way, ESPN actually has an article, bullet number 3, on their blog that says, after, do the Angels re-sign Zach Greinke, number 2, will the Yankees retool? You can say many things about the Yankees, but the Yankees don't know what the word retool means. They don't. They haven't. Since 1992, when they really, remember when we'd see them in the early part of the 90s? Man, they could always score runs. It was their pitching that kept them out of it, but they could always mash them with the best of them. They had good hitters starting from the early 90s. Now, they sucked in 1988 and 89 and 90. 90 was when they got their butts whipped by Oakland 12 games to none in the season. That's when Oakland won the World Series. Lost to the Reds. Anyway, the Yankees do not know what the word retool means. It's reload.
And Mr.
The Yankees do.
Mr. Schilling is back in the news again.
Did he get fired from ESPN?
No. Rhode Island Economic Development Agency on Thursday is suing former Red Sox pitcher Curt Schilling and some of the former officials, saying they committed fraud and other acts that misled the state into approving a $75 million loan guaranteed. A $75 million loan guarantee to its failed video game company. It says the suit was filed in Rhode Island Superior Court 4 months after 38 Studios filed for bankruptcy. And, of course, the state is now likely on the hook for as much as $100 million. So, among other things, the lawsuit claims that executives at 38 Studios, as well as former Economic Development Corporation Executive Director Keith Stokes and others, knew the company would run out of money by 2012, but concealed that from the EDC board, which made the final decision on whether to back the deal or not. It says the board, of course, in 2010, lured 38 Studios to Providence from Massachusetts with the loan guarantee. It says the lawsuit also alleges that Schilling, his 38 Studio executives, and others engaged in racketeering and conspiracy. The suit does not ask for any specific dollar amount, but wants Schilling and others to repay the bonds and seeks triple damages.
Yeah.
It says, in addition to Schilling, who of course founded the company, and Stokes, says the suit names Michael Sowell, a former top official at EDC, two law firms that work with the agency, a financial advisor for the state, Wells Fargo Securities, and Barclays Capital Investment Banks, which was hired by EDC to assist in issuing bonds for the deal. It says, and the insurance company for 38 Studios.
Yeah.
Talk about a conspiracy.
Well, here's the thing. Corporate officers are usually exempt from any... That's why you have a corporation. They're all bonded. They're all taken care of. But if you can prove what they're alleging...
That they were having shenanigans.
Then they're personally liable.
Going, yeah.
And if you get some sort of a lawsuit... Didn't he already file bankruptcy once?
He filed it twice in both states.
So that means he can't do it again for 7 years. And depends which states, up to 10 years. So he's on the hook if he loses. Doesn't matter what he makes for 10 years. Yeah? Because you can't enjoin this lawsuit after you file. It's called ex post facto. Yeah. There was a Voyager episode by the name called ex post facto, and it had to do with a dog. It was disgusting. It was funny, actually.
Couch is going to the Dallas Sidekicks game tonight.
Yeah, I think that's the female team.
Oh, I thought maybe that was the minor.
Oh no, that's team. Oh, that's funny. That's good. No, actually, that's the MLS.
Oh.
Yeah, the Sidekicks. You could have always said that was Robin's team that he finally ventured in on the sidekicks.
Yeah.
Are you doing Comics 101?
Yes.
Okay.
And I'm doing it with AJ Maggot. He's going to join me. Would you like to join me too? I'm going to call Tanya because Tanya is a DC gal and we're going to be doing DC Comics.
I'm actually following you in the rotation now. Collateral Damage will be on Wednesdays on the second Tuesday of... No, the second Wednesday of the month. You're on the first Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
I will be on the second Wednesday doing Collateral Damage, and of course, the fourth and last...
Yeah, the third Wednesday's
shy.
Open.
The third Wednesday is open. Confident! Yeah. I knew it. Professional Area Soccer League. Oh, that sounds like a bunch of rookie pansies. That's okay. I missed out on the Galaxy 3. Should have bought that one.
Well,
yeah.
You should have, I told you.
I know, yeah, you did.
If anything, you should have got the i5.
No, because that meant all of our connections were different. It's a guy thing. You want the same connections.
Whatever works.
I wouldn't know. I really wouldn't. I wouldn't.
Of course, what we haven't talked about in baseball.
Yeah, like what have we not talked about already?
The World Series.
Oh, yeah.
Those damn Giants, they took it to the Tigers.
Yeah.
They beat the crap out of them for 3 games. That last game was interesting. Went into extra innings, and they won it in the 12th. And they had a panda for an MVP.
Yeah, Pablo Sandoval.
Yep. I love that comic, you know, saying, you know, check the gates of the zoo. There's a panda killing tigers.
Yeah.
And, boy, he took it to the Tigers.
Yeah, 3 home runs in game one. Homie
that,
came to play.
That is 500, 8 of 16. Or
MVP, right?
Yep. Yes,
he is. Really?
Yes. Yes, he was.
I'm sorry.
But this World Series between the Giants and the Tigers was the worst rated in decades.
Yeah,
it did a 7-6 share with a 7-6 rating with a 12 share.
It didn't even beat Sunday Night Football.
Yep. The previous low was an 8-4 rating with
Tigers,
which was the Phillies Rays in 2000.
Wait, 84?
2008.
Oh, 2008. Yeah, Phillies Rays
and the 2010 Giants Rangers. Those are the two lowest. Now this is the lowest of all time.
Huh.
So that wasn't good.
But the game will survive.
Yeah, yes, it will.
It will and move on.
And, you know, it seemed like the Giants were a team of destiny, much as I hate to say it. Cause they were...
The hated ones?
Yes. They were out the door 2 different times and came all the way back.
Yeah.
And once they got to the World Series, they were like, oh, we're not playing this 3 straight wins anymore. We're just going to go out and beat the crap out of everybody.
Yeah. Well, they were down 3-1.
Yeah, and they were down... Yeah, they were down 3-1.
2-0.
And 2-0.
Against the Reds. You know, I was telling everyone that I am hoping the Giants kick the crap out of the Reds because the Reds, I mean, if you really want to speak to dense people, Fox listeners and viewers, these are Cincinnati Reds fans. They are the heartland of America, and they are stupid. They are stupid, and as evidenced by the Cincinnati Reds again, they are the Adam Dunn of the National League.
But Dusty got under contract.
Hey, good for Dusty. But he was up 2-0, couldn't bring it home. Ah, Cincinnati Reds. They are the Adam Dunn of the National League. I love it so. I mean,
but you know,
I picked fights with Cincinnati Reds.
Andrea would take that as a compliment, though. Because she loves Adam Dunn so much.
Oh, I know.
She would just take that as a compliment.
This is absolutely hilarious. Which she and I now have on air with that stupid Adam Dunn thing. And she won't let it go either. It's great. It is a lot of fun. And it's good. Our thoughts are with everyone on the East Coast, ladies and gentlemen. And if you're listening to us after the fact, hopefully we're making you laugh at our stupidity. But
and speaking of the East Coast, I'm glad the mayor of New York, Mayor Bloomberg, came to his damn senses because he was being idiotic. They canceled the New York City Marathon, which was the right thing to do.
This is an editorial, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes, it is. It's also going to be a rant.
Oh,
because
one.
Yes, because the devastation and destruction that was caused by Hurricane Sandy is monumental. I mean, it's going to be billions of dollars. They're saying New York City alone is going to be $18 billion to rebuild. The fact that Mayor Bloomberg wanted to have the New York City Marathon, which was going to take police and fire and ambulance people and everybody else that's volunteering to help these people out, because there's people there with no power still, no gas, and it's the winter hit already. It's 40. It's 40 to 30 degrees back there with no power, no heat. So they're trying to get everybody helped, and Bloomberg's wondering about the damn New York City Marathon. We gotta get everything back together. And the New York City Marathon starts in Staten Island. Anybody that's seen the news, Staten Island pretty much is no more. Staten Island is still underwater, and they were gonna try, to run. I don't know how or through what.
What do you mean they run from Staten Island?
They start in Staten Island,
and
they
take the ferry.
They go through the boroughs. They take the bridge. They run over the bridge.
Oh, that's. There's a bridge from Staten Island.
There's a bridge on all everywhere. Yeah. Everywhere's a damn bridge. They're all islands.
Yeah, they are.
So, the New York City Marathon actually runs through all five boroughs.
Yeah.
So the fact that
the same thing here in Los Angeles.
Yeah.
Downtown West Hollywood.
Yeah.
Santa Monica.
Yeah,
up in Beverly Hills. Century City. Look at all the rich parts of town.
Yeah, but we're not underwater though. I mean, the devastation that's over there, and the fact that what they were also talking about is all the runners and everybody that was coming into town, they were gonna kick the people out of hotels that were staying there that didn't have any homes or didn't even have anywhere to go.
Yeah, I understand several hotels actually had people booked for that, and they turned them down, saying we have people in here.
Exactly.
We can't kick them out.
And the mayor was gonna enforce the fact, saying no, they have reservations, you kick them out. You put these people that have reservations in there. Bloomberg got a lot of shit for this. And up until yesterday, in fact, yesterday morning, he was still saying, we're going for it. We're going to have the marathon. And I guess enough people close to him and that have his ear were saying, you want to get reelected again? You better.
I think he's already in his third term.
I'm just saying that as you know. But enough people talked to him that they convinced him that it was not the right thing to do. The right thing to do was to help the people in New York that are essentially homeless. You know, they don't have power, people are literally freezing right now because it's 30 and 40 degrees.
Yes, some of the hosts from NDB Media are suffering.
Yes.
Dan Schlossberg has had no power for 5 days now. He is the host of the Travel Edge Radio. Of course, Tanya Mercado went home for the weekend
She's in Pennsylvania.
Her parents, the house.
Well, I don't know if they went home, but they went to her home. She went to their home.
Well,
I thought they were originally.
Home.
But I thought they were originally from New York.
I don't know, but it's where they're at right now.
Oh.
Not to the homeland, dude. I said she went to their home because the parents obviously suffered some water damage.
Yeah.
Karen Cooper was out. She was going to run the marathon today. And the Tri-State Sports guys.
Yeah.
I thought they were on air. We're not on air.
Shy got lucky. Shy lucked out.
Really? She got lucky?
Uh-huh. And there was nothing wrong with her house.
Good for her. Actually, I spoke to her during the hurricane. Because she was posting some stuff, and she and I were, I guess, via Facebook and texting. And the messages were taking a long time, and I said, you know what, screw it. I just called her direct, and how are you doing? And she said, we're having 70-mile-an-hour wind.
Okay, it was bad.
But she said she was on high ground, relatively speaking.
Yeah. She sent me a little video. I don't know if you saw it on Facebook.
Yes, she sent them to me, and we posted them on my daughter's site because, you saw it.
It was turned to the side. I don't know
why. It's okay. I know. She said she was having trouble with her phone, so I said, this is what you sent us. She goes, you want to re-record it? No. Just send us another one. And those things are real, though, dude.
Yep. And
I mean, when you're out there being buffeted by 70-mile-an-hour winds, this is what she was doing.
Oh, no. I'm talking about the other one where it was after the storm.
Oh, I don't know.
That one was she walked down and wanted to show what was going on. But the video was...
Oh, I think she sent that one to us.
It was, at a, it was at a 45-degree angle. So everything was like... I was like, okay.
Well, maybe that's the way the road was.
But I did want to laugh, though, because she's all, you know, oh, look at the this tree, because there was a tree that fell over. She's like, oh, this tree fell over. It's been here. It's been here in the hood for X amount of years, and I'm thinking...
Funny thing is, she doesn't live in the hood.
Well, I know, because I saw the houses and stuff.
Yeah,
I'm like,
she did not live in the hood.
There ain't the hood.
Yeah.
Come over here, I'll show you the hood.
Hell yeah, come on over.
But I'm glad that, you know, even though they're without power, at least there were, you know, none of our NDB Media family was injured.
That we know of.
That
I'm
we
still
know
out of
yes.
contact. I'm also out of contact with Priscilla and... oh, God. There's still several people that I'm not in contact with from several programs, and I'm trying to get a hold of them. And this was a disastrous week for New York, but it hit home with a lot of us. And Zeke's in New York, relatively not far away, and he's okay. He's in the Hudson Valley. They didn't get hit anywhere. And people in Pennsylvania did big time.
Yeah.
And
New Jersey, Atlantic City is just decimated.
Yeah,
I was reading an article yesterday, actually, in the Times that there.
I thought it was a little inappropriate that the Giants had their World Series parade.
Yeah, it kind of sucked on Wednesday. I mean,
yeah.
I was like, man, I would have donated all that money and sent it back east. That was an unnecessary one. Because you know why? When San Francisco had their earthquake.
Yeah, everybody stopped.
From the East Coast. They, and you know, this is something that I like talking about every now and then. That,
well, coffee's in.
In 1989.
Coffee says it's just a parade.
Yeah.
Who cares?
In South Carolina, after Hurricane Hugo in 1989, after San Francisco had their big earthquake, I remember it was reported on Channel 7. They go, my God, this just happened. And the guy, can you believe this? The people from Hurricane Hugo who have nothing sent a care package to the people of San Francisco. And I still get, you know, the hairs on the back of my neck still rise. Like, unbelievable. They have nothing, Big Dog. And yet, with the little they were able to get, they sent it to the people of San Francisco. I'm like, you dumbasses! What the hell have you done? They should have sent it east. You know, I was paying it forward. But I guess not, you know. Sorry.
Yeah. No, it's just fine. I mean, you know, reading about the destruction also in Atlantic City, they're really bad. They were saying in Atlantic City there's I guess it's a bar, and it's one of two places that's actually open for business that has food in Atlantic City because of the destruction in Atlantic City. And what happened was, and nothing happened to his place
at all. Dude, it's amazing.
What happened was is he says he was in the eye of the storm. So he thinks that's what that saved him, the fact that he was actually right under it, and everything else around him was totally destroyed.
Wow.
So, he says he goes out of the bar, and he's trying to...
That's the place right now.
Well, yeah, and evidently, it's good karma, I guess, because that bar evidently is known for fundraisers. If someone gets sick, this is where they come, and they donate money and, you know, all that kind of stuff. And they interviewed the guy, and he's like, it's not like I'm serving, you know, caviar and filet mignon. He's like, he goes, I have chicken wings, onion rings, and chips.
Let me tell you.
It's something.
Let me tell you, when you have no power
and
you have nothing and the food's hot.
Yep.
I remember when we had that massive West Coast blackout. I remember when
it
was on a Sunday. The West Coast went dark because of that, the trees on the wire. I remember the Carl's Jr. right there on Beverly and Wilcox. They were open. They were open, and they were delivering food. It was crazy. Hey, yeah, Coffee, how you doing, dude? You feeling better? I noticed he was, there were a few quips online that he was a little unhappy. So 2 days without a headache. That's good stuff, dude. I wish I could say the same thing. mine's been going on for 2 years. So anyway... sorry, ladies and gentlemen, but really our thoughts are with people on the East Coast. There are still many people without power.
Yes.
Ladies and gentlemen, don't pull a Romney and buy $5,000 worth of food and pretend that you're collecting money.
Don't even bother to do that. Or food. They bought $5,000 worth of food, and they set up this whole thing. They gave people the stuff to donate it, which they themselves bought. So they had a
really?
Photo op. Yep. That's the that's disgusting. That is effing disgusting.
How'd they find out that it was someone leaked it, or?
Yeah, someone snitched. They saw they went to where they went to buy. They're like, hey, those are the aids for the Romney kit. They put two and two together. Didn't take too much. Hey, well, if thieves are that stupid.
And what does Romney have to say about it?
Absolutely nothing. Oh, this is, if it's not reported on Fox. And it wasn't reported on Fox. He's okay. So, ladies and gentlemen, the best thing you can do is Red Cross, in my humble opinion. Because how many blankets of the Red Cross did you see on all the videos? People had the Red Cross blankets. They just need the money so they can get the stuff that they need to get for them.
Yeah.
It's the best thing you can do right now if you're going to do it.
Well, the NBA and the NFL are both donating $1 million each to New York.
Let me interrupt you real quick.
Sure.
Coffee, I know what you're going through, dude. I've basically been going through this for a year and a half. All kidding aside, I hope you find out what it is, man. Everyone in my little circle knows why it is. You know, and it's hopefully going to be cured. I hope, dude, you got to go. You got to find out what's going on. 15 years? Wow. I wonder why he fights with us. Just kidding, Coffee. I hope you find out what it is, dude. Go ahead, big dog.
Like I was saying, the NFL and the NBA are both donating $1 million each to the...
NBA and who?
The NFL. Both $1 million each. I believe it's from the owners of both. It's the Players Association. So it's a player. I guess each donated. The owners donated $500,000. The Players Association, something, Roger. I know it's a pittance to them all, but at least it's something.
You know what they could do? The NFL is completely. I was going to say if this was preseason, they could donate all the earnings in the preseason games.
They can donate their earnings from a regular season game.
I'm sorry. What was that?
Exactly.
NFL? Nope.
And the NBA.
And you know what? It is a pittance. It is. And I'm sorry to say it is a pittance, but you're right, big dog. $1 million right now is a lot.
Yes. Actually, it's $2 million.
And
it's $1 million from each one.
Oh, okay. Oh, yes, he said. NBA players.
Yes.
NFL players.
Yes.
Got it.
So, but still, you know, at least it's something. And that will go a ways.
Coffee, thanks for sharing. I'm not going to mention that on air, but yes, I get you, dude. I know what you're saying. And I've had those shots, too. Wow. Dude, I hope you find out what's going on. They're not fun, man. Big dog knows. There are days that I'm just there and just not. It's the nausea. It's horrible. It's like... I know what Vertigo is now, dude. I really do.
Yeah, good movie.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Welcome back, of course, to Tarbino. Went to go buy himself some food. And he's back. And I believe we have couch potatoes.
Oh, I know what he bought. Since we were talking about couch and me and Speedos and stuff, he went out and bought bacon.
That was quite good. No, that was actually quite good there, big dog. Couch potato, you in? You want in? Oh, it all started from a concussion in hockey. I get what? What?
Yeah, I'm trying to get it later.
You were close to the phone, so you might as well say it again.
Well, what did you say? What did you ask Couch?
Are you calling in? Or?
No, you said...
Well, what?
Are you in? Do you want in?
Oh, yeah.
That's what the wife says.
Oh, my wife never says that. She's like, hurry up, damn it! Well, I said... It's been a day. Oh my God, my wife has a voracious appetite. There's no doubt about it. Why do you think I hide during tax season over here in my office? I'm busy. Why the hell do you book 18 clients a day? That's 18 hours. I get to sleep for the other 8 or 6 or whatever. Oh my goodness. Oh, here we go. I think he heard. Go ahead. No, I don't know, but caller, you're live. What's up?
Oh, it didn't have the little thing that says
It has a little warning that you're on.
Okay,
air.
Hold on. Let's do it again. Okay, probably said you're on mute now, so let's see what it says, because you're coming back live.
Oh,
don't forget
it. Got it. I heard it. Yes, I heard it.
Oh, now
that
you
time.
Did.
Yes. I'm definitely on. Yeah, that's it. Well, hey, I know coffee's pain on that, man. I live with concussion syndrome all the time.
There are no jokes here, guys.
Listen, coffee, I know exactly what you're going through. I battle it even to this day. I've been out of I haven't played football for 20 years, and I battle it every single day. So people who say, oh, you know, the concussions only last 6 weeks, get the hell out of here. You don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah. All right. Well, now that
that's why I drink a lot of coffee.
Speaking of concussions,
coffee, that's why I drink a lot of coffee.
Now that we have the
that doesn't sound right with coffee in the chat room, dude.
well, now that we have a concussion expert on the phone,
we actually have quite a few.
Yes. I wanted to get Couch's take on this one. I don't know if he heard about it, but in Zurich, a leading neurosurgeon called for better protection for young athletes from head injuries on Friday. Says that as a research project involving 100 retired NFL players seeks he sought a diagnosis for brain disease linked to multiple concussions. He says that a FIFA-hosted international conference on concussion in sports, Dr. Robert Cantu urged outlawing of tackling in football, heading in soccer, and body checking in ice hockey in youth matches. It says, I do not believe that there should be blows to the head to children at the age of 14 and under.
It's because your head's still developing. Your brain's still developing at that age.
So
that's correct, Couch Potato. That's why they say that when teens, or well, when you have drivers that are under 18, they make bad decisions because their brain hasn't developed yet. It's about 17 or 18 when it finally reaches development, right?
Well, I don't know. In my son's case, his is about at 13. So, you know, he's 20. So I don't. That just, I guess, depends on the maturity of the kid. Take away from that. I was watching my daughter cheers for the middle school football teams, and I want to tell you right now, at least down here in Dallas, and you know here in Texas, and you know about Texas football. That's what life is all about. These kids are not playing any games. I'm telling you right now, tackling a kid, just bringing them down really nice and lightly, that doesn't happen. And I watch these games and I cringe. I mean, I really do. I'm just like, holy cow. You know, it's kind of crazy, but, you know, you're absolutely right. When the brain's not fully developed, and then you have an opportunity to jar your brain, okay? Folks got to realize that your brain is in a liquid, and it's like floating in a liquid. And a concussion is like your brain's in that liquid, and it's like a hurricane in your head bashing up against the skull. And at a young age, that will definitely probably can have, especially neuromotor skills and things like that, it'll affect them. It'll screw them up. I think I agree with it, but here's the thing, especially here in Texas, you're not going to stop it. I mean, every parent thinks that their kid's the next NFL, next biggest NFL player in the world here, and that's, you know, they got to get out of the delusion that their kids are not as good as the parents think they are.
So you would agree that, I mean, it's true what you're saying, but, I mean, what are the chances of actually that happening, that, you know, no more heading in soccer and no more body checking in hockey and no more tackling in football before 14?
Heading might be able to do it because you still got a main portion. I mean, really, if you think about it in soccer, heading is not a big part of youth soccer, okay?
That's true.
That you're still at a young age when you're developing foot skills, for crying out loud, so the heading and everything. Now, if a kid gets pounded in the head with a kick, you know, that happens. You can't prevent that. But as far as intentional trying to head, I don't think that would affect the youth soccer game. But, you know, football, how do you not play football without tackling?
That's true.
Yeah, those are, you know, that I think soccer is about the only one that that would actually work for and still not really have an effect, a direct effect on the game.
Yeah, you know, you're right, because I don't see them not body checking in hockey either.
Yeah, you can't.
Yeah, actually,
it's what it's all about.
We're oblivious to it because soccer here, no, in the United States, is just not played on the level that it's played around the world.
Absolutely.
Soccer in Europe and in Asia and all those, like, dude.
It's like what the NFL is to
Americans. They can get nasty. So
yep.
I understand.
And rugby. How about rugby over in London? I mean, geez, have you ever watched a rugby? I mean, they may be the same thing. Rugby and soccer are two different things, by the way. Sorry,
hey,
my brain.
Haven't you seen the
crazy
commercial for Foster's where the rugby player, pounds
American
his head?
And
he, no, actually puts a Band-Aid on his head. He says, that's a helmet in rugby.
Mm-hmm.
And what does AJ say?
AJ, yeah.
He says, I don't watch football. They're pussies.
Yeah, exactly. And I mean, it's interesting that these studies haven't come out against rugby players. I mean, these guys knock heads a lot in rugby. I watched a couple of – I couldn't watch it. I thought it was – this is going to sound sick, but I thought it was too brutal. I mean, these guys are breaking what looks like legs, and they're getting back up and just going back. It's like a glutton for punishment. It's absolutely crazy.
Yeah, and, you know, somewhat of an extent to that, too, is professional wrestling. Those guys
absolutely
have concussions almost on a, you know, at least a weekly basis, if not a daily basis, you know, from being thrown on the ground. I mean, yeah, you learn how to tuck your head, but you don't, you know, you can't do it every single time. There's going to be slip-ups, and who knows how many times those guys actually have concussions that they don't
mm-hmm.
say anything about.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I think I posted, if you get an opportunity to watch that documentary, and the good documentary on Hulk Hogan, being cloudy, you know, and that is, it's really a good description. When you wake up in the morning, you know what's going on around you, but you feel like you're in a dream, like it's clouds around, and you're just not fully intaking the noise of the kids getting up in the morning. You're just not fully getting everything that's going on around you. That's what concussion is. It's like you're staring off in the space, and my wife knows immediately when I wake up in the morning if I'm going to have a problem that day. She wrote down a diary and didn't say anything, and we reviewed it, and she was dead on in the morning. And then at nighttime when she wrote about what happened during the day, she was dead on. And it's really one of those things. It's hard for the person sometimes to figure out that they're having problems with it, and sometimes it's obvious. And that's why it's so dangerous, because if you are having problems with it and you don't think you are, that's where it affects you in your home life and everything else around you.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a serious thing. I mean, you know, and I don't know if it's a testament to, you know, what medicine is now, or, you know, or the fact that we're just not as tough as people back then, or they just didn't talk about it back then. I guess it was just a way of life back in the day, because, you know, football players, you know, in the 50s and 60s and hockey players and all that, you never heard of concussions like this, like the way you do now.
Absolutely.
I think it was just the fact that no one knew what it was. Every thought, you know, as they say,
yep.
Oh, it's just a stinger. Just shake
yep.
it off.
Shake
silly.
It off.
He knocked them silly. So.
Well, all you got to do is look at the heads of football players back in the 60s and 70s. Just look at their head. I mean, for crying out loud, look at Dick Butkus's face, for crying out loud. There's a guy that has had some concussions. I mean, my gosh. Larry Zonka, another guy. Look at his face. I mean, you can tell just by looking at the shape of his face. This guy has had some brutal hits. It's just one of those things that it in the day, it was part of the game. Now in the day and age of lawsuits and things like that, it becomes an issue. It's, and that's the reason why the fact of the matter is why the former players are suing the NFL is that the data was there. And there's no question the data was there. You can't convince me that it wasn't. Medical doctors were sitting there doing brain scans on former players. They've been doing that for 20 years. If they don't think that there was no data collected up on that, I don't know who they're trying to fool, but they're not going to fool me. That data was there. It was viable data. It was reliable data, and they let it go to the side. And that's, you know, and here's one of the things. They think their little waiver is good enough, and it wasn't. And those waivers are just to, they will treat you while you're a player, and after that you're on your own, and that's what the complaint is about it, because they knew it had long-term effects, and they still didn't inform the players. Now, let's be honest here, okay? This was not going to stop people from going out on the football field, okay? Larry Zonka was going to play football, okay? Vince Lombardi was going to play football. These people were going to do what they were going to do, even if they were informed. But they're going to go that legal loophole, you know, and go with it, oh, we would have never played. I don't believe that for a second. I think some might have, but the majority, and I'm talking the majority, 95% of the players would have found out that that was a problem. They still would have played football.
Sonny, I would agree with you 100%. See, if they were told, the only thing that they would say is, yeah, they told me, and I still did it. That would have been their answer. But since they weren't told, you know, Sonny, knowing that the NFL was cognizant and they did withhold it, you know, hey,
and especially the reason
that's, and Sonny, I'm sorry,
viable.
That's not a legal loophole, dude. Big Dog wanted to say something.
I was going
to
say, and you know where the reason why they hit it was because of the money.
Yeah.
Oh. All the money that they would be losing.
Even back in the 70s and 80s.
Yeah, and the salaries of today were nowhere close to.
Not even close.
I mean, they still earned money, but they still, it's inflation, all that stuff's not even close. It's just not even close.
Here's an example.
I want to point
Conrad
out that
Doppler.
I'm sorry?
Here's an example of that. Conrad Doebler with his, you know, and he's a former St. Louis Cardinal back in the 70s, okay? He spent on medical bills, he spent five times the amount of money he ever made in the NFL on medical operations and stuff. The guy had 35 operations on his knees. Okay, he spent over five times the amount of money he ever made in the NFL. There's something wrong there.
Yeah, I commented in the chat room on something Coffee put in there, but I want the Big Dog to comment on it real quick on the article. I know you haven't read it, but what did Coffee state in there?
Oh, that it's about
Kurt Sauer.
Kurt Sauer, yeah.
He's 29 years old.
Yeah, he says it takes him an hour and a half to get out of bed with the headaches that it presents most of the day. He says his eyes are hurting, his ears ringing, the right side of his neck aches, and as does his right shoulder.
Yeah.
And that ringing of the ear will drive you nuts, folks.
Yeah. You know, it's funny how we all get very quiet because it's like we recognize those symptoms. And it's an awful, awful ringing of your ears when when you've gotten clocked. And I have been clocked playing, even in baseball. You know, I slid into some players, and when I was going for the ball in the outfield, man, I had a collision with Robert Medina. I was in center field. He was in right. And coach had just put me on center, and he hits it to me. I said, oh, that baby's mine. And I went for it, and the lefty, Robert Medina, was coming in from right field, and I zeroed in on that ball, and it's mine, and think of me with my left outstretched arm, and he's a lefty, so his right, we basically slugged each other, and our bodies impacted, and we were done for the day. And I remember that, and it's just...
You were lucky you were only done for the day.
Yes, and coach was pissed off, because he's like, communication... And he didn't tell anything to Roberto Medina. He went after me. He says, "You are a junior on this team. Why were you not communicating?" And he just
Especially since you were the center fielder, you're supposed to be like...
Well, I mean, I wasn't the starting center fielder, but...
But you were in center field, though.
Yeah.
To, like, the,
I mean,
the
I was
anchor,
actually...
At the anchor.
Yeah, and they put
but
me out
was
there.
He was eyeing at you.
Yeah, he was, yeah. And he knew I played every position out there, and I was actually like a player's coach, even back then. And if I said something, people listened.
Were you the Daryl Thomas of your team? There's a name.
Yeah. Yeah, in softball, yeah.
But anyway, yes, yes. Yeah.
Hey, now, before we go, I got to bail in 15 minutes because I'm going to help host over at on campus with Cuervo that starts at 9:30. You announce it, Roger. Put it out there.
Sonny, you're the one that's been doing all the work on this.
No, but please. You're a better announcer than I am.
Ladies and gentlemen, live here on NDB Media, breaking news, ladies and gentlemen. Due to the efforts of the couch potato, and I am the plover in this endeavor. Look it up. Do you know what the plover fish is?
I actually knew that one.
Yeah, you know. Do you know what the plover is?
No.
It's the little fish that follows the shark.
Oh, yeah.
You know, the ones that picks up all the scraps. Ladies and gentlemen, we do have breaking news, as a matter of fact. Couch Potato did call me to let me know about this, and it's impressive. There is a massive deal in the works, but one that has already been confirmed. There's going to be a new program on the Couch Potato Sports Show.
Yes.
Not to be determined. The date is to be determined. We don't know exactly when it's going to be, but Couch Potato, care to take the clothes off this one?
Hey, this is really an interesting situation because all men who don't like women's sports, okay, you say I'm not gonna watch football unless they're out there in bras and underwear.
You are so right, Couch
Potato.
Every single
one of us
will
only
watch women unless they're bras and underwear.
Well, guess what? The Lingerie Football League, okay, is going to be doing during their season. A weekly show on the Couch Potato Sports Show. We're going to bring on the lingerie ladies and bring them on, talk to coaches and stuff. And, folks, if you think this is a joke, okay, if you think the Lingerie League is a joke, get over to YouTube, put in Lingerie Football League or LFL, and watch some of these. These girls are after it. I'm telling you right now, these girls are brutal, they're mean, and they are hard-hitting women, yes, in lingerie, and basically only lingerie covering shoulder pads. And that's about it. And, folks, use your imagination for the rest of it. Yes, they tie those puppies in, and I mean they tie them in. So Roger was asking me if there's any wardrobe malfunctions going on. I don't think so because they tie those puppies in there really, really well. But at the same time...
I want to be an equipment manager.
So
and I will use that line, Couch Potato, if we do get to do the play-by-play.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Couch Potato, we get to do play-by-play.
Well, we are in the works for that. We sent in our audition tapes, meaning we sent in what we did for the IFL and the Indoor Football League.
I love it when he says we. Again, remember, he king, me plover.
Now, would it be offensive when you're doing play-by-play?
We get to do the physical
analysis? No, you get to do play-by-play and say, look at that tight end.
Yeah. The numbers are on their uniforms, on their butts. I saw that.
They're
on
their
shoulders.
Butts, on their shoulders, on their boobs. They're everywhere. So we won't have a problem finding out what number it was.
Look at the tight end in action.
Yeah, look at
that. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
In
look
the
at the
slot.
Penetration of that defensive player, you know. Yeah, those kind of
Couch,
things.
Did Mrs. Couch okay this for you to interview
signed
him and play some
on it with a great big. Yes, signed off on it with a great big grin on her face. How about that?
Oh, wow. I like your wife.
Yeah, she's cool.
That's the type of wife you have.
But we are in the works for doing and signing the play-by-play. We sent, like I said, we sent in the audition tapes, and they're listening to him. I don't see why not. But then again, I don't know what they're looking for. However, but the weekly shows during the season and then maybe twice a month we'll be doing lingerie football league shows to keep people interested in the off season and things like that. So just to let you know, we are going to be picking that up. It will be within the next month or two where we'll debut the Lingerie Football League show on the Couch Potato Sports Show. No buts about it. And anything else that you can think of is going to be there. And we are going to try to do it seriously. I don't know how that's going to happen, but we will make it fun for the listener. We will do our best. And we'll be bringing on the players, the babes, I mean the players themselves. And we will do our best to cover it the right way, but they're uncovered. So it's going to be tough. So we'll see what ends up happening with that as we go forward.
We have one listener, Couch Potato, and that's Coffee. He put it in the chat room.
I know. The IFL, when we were doing the IFL games, we were pulling about 8,000 listeners, which to me is amazing. I expect more for the Lingerie Football League play-by-play calls and for the show itself. I expect more listeners during that time. That's just the way it's going to work. But that's the human nature of men. You know, we're interested, but we're not so interested. We're interested if we can actually see it.
And it gives a whole new meaning to a tailgate party.
Absolutely. So we'll have all of them. We got to start writing those puns anyway, by the way. But just to let you know, we're going to be doing that. Also, this year, we're going to be doing the local for the Texas Revolution, i.e. Allen Wranglers, on the radio. But we're going to simulcast it as well over on the Couch Potato Sports Show. So we will still have IFL football for the Texas Revolution and some other IFL games as well. We're also working with the a couple other leagues. We have not got anything signed, but we got interest in doing some other football, indoor football leagues as well. When those become permanent or set in stone, we will let you know. Set in stone, lingerie league, good stuff. And we'll be all set, but The Lingerie Football League show is a go. The IFL games and the Texas Revolution games are a go as well. We're going to be very busy during the months of March, April, May, and June, and going into July. So keep your ears open as well for that kind of stuff when we do it. So, and Roger, he says he's just along for the ride, but he is part of it. He will downplay it as much as he wants, but he's a big part of it.
As a matter of fact, ladies and gentlemen, the reason why we're also making this announcement is on Saturdays, that's usually when there are games.
Yep.
The Couch Potato program that follows us on Saturdays will be on my channel, more than likely, which will be this channel right here.
Mm-hmm.
So it'll be 4 hours in the morning again. So it'll be kind of cool. We'll just hang up, dial in again.
Yep, and we'll redo it. So keep your eyes and ears open. Hey, we're at the bottom of this, at the beginning of the new wave that is internet radio, which is what we do. And we are going to take advantage of it for as long as we can and just go with it and have fun with it. So we're on our way.
Check out in your cities if there are any teams, ladies and gentlemen. You can always be an on-field reporter.
Absolutely.
Ellie would not have a team.
I'm sorry, what was that? Couch Potato?
I said absolutely. We'll take hey, if you want to get to the games, we'll try to get you media passes and try to get you down up on field for the on-field calls. We'll do our best to help get that done.
Yeah, and once again, ladies and gentlemen, this is breaking news. I want to thank Couch Potato for that. We are looking forward to that. We were talking about what we did last year, 25 weeks of football. And I know I missed one Saturday, which was my daughter's birthday. I remember that.
But we did a game that day before.
Oh, that's right. You're right, 25 weeks. Wow. Unbelievable.
That is a...
So, it's kicking the pants. We love it. We're going to continue doing it. And Blog Talk Radio loves it because they feature it. So it works out really good, and I expect more from the Lingerie League. So,
I have a question.
Okay.
Matt Alvarez is in the chat room, so I was just wondering, the Lingerie League that you'll be doing play-by-play about, is it age-appropriate for Matt? I mean, you know, is it okay? Does he need parental permission to listen to
I don't
to
know,
name,
but
or?
Matt, it, sooner or later, one of these days, Matt is going to get in a car and be on a mission. And that mission will be finding the scorekeeper and the big dog to give them a swift kick in the ass is what's going to happen one of these days.
Yeah,
so.
Matt was telling me recently that, so Raj, when are you coming down here again?
Yeah, that's a he is plotting against your ass.
Oh, hell yeah.
So, but we got a bail, unfortunately. Our show on campus with Cuervo does start in 5 minutes, so we got to get the hell out of here. Yeah, get on out of here. So we're going to head on. And,
but before you go, we have something we want to do. Hold on, couch.
Oh?
Hold on.
Oh, man.
He is going to be your
worst nightmare one of these days.
We're a happy family with a grim
Hey, get up. He needs to change his... I've seen pictures of him on his on his Facebook. He doesn't look like that anymore. So, you know, there you go. But, anyway. But, gentlemen, thanks for having me on, as usual. We appreciate it. And we're getting ready. The Cleveland Crunch. So, coffee, there you go. So, up, and Cuervo just signed in because he logged me out of your chat room. So, I'm going to head on over and get started. So, we'll talk to you soon.
All right, Couch. Talk to you soon.
Hasta.
All right. Thank you, Couch Potato. Morning, Matt.
Morning, Matt.
Sorry.
Actually,
I'm not sorry.
I want to thank Couch, though, for his insight about the concussions and the things that we were talking about earlier and coffee. You know, I don't think I've ever experienced a concussion. I might have had one or two, but never to the effects of what Couch and Coffee are going through. I never had it as bad as when you got clocked playing baseball. So, I mean, I've gotten hit a couple of times where I've had ringing for a couple of hours, but that'd be about it. So, but from what Couch and Coffee seem to be going through on a daily basis, you know, it's pretty bad. So, thanks for your insight, you know, with the article that I was talking about earlier.
Yeah, it was...
Now, whether or not...
Kurt Sauer.
Yeah. Well, that was about the article about no hitting under the age of 14.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think that's ever going to happen. Unfortunately, there's going to be too many people, like with Couchins, you can't play football without tackling someone. And you can't play hockey without body checking them into the boards. I mean, you can try... I think there's something they should be able to do maybe as far as 14 and under, but as a whole...
You know what you do? You really want to do it? Have the insurance companies pull their
insurance?
Yeah. Say, we won't insure these games, but that's money, and they won't do that.
Yeah, exactly.
Do you want to change that way? You just pull the insurance. No one will be hitting anymore. But, hey, it is what it is.
Coffee says, you know, it would be a good start, mandating mouth guards. Too many pro athletes don't wear one. It's true. That does help a lot with it.
Yeah, and Coffee, again, dude.
And, you know, it is true because of, you know, I mean, Coffee, I know he says he hates it, but whether or not he does or doesn't, I don't know. But the NBA, for a long time, they didn't, I mean, it was so far and few in between that if you use a mouth guard, now it's the exact opposite. I think about 10 years ago, only about 10% of the players used a mouth guard. Now it's up to about 75% to 80% of the players use mouth guards for that same reason. I mean, you know, because they get hit a lot. So, it, you know, that is a start. I don't see there's NBA is my favorite sport.
At least he's cool with it, man. That's funny. Ladies and gentlemen,
He is suffering from the symptoms right now. Boy, I'm going to have to take a picture of that.
My NBA is my favorite thing. Coffee's ultimate lie.
Oh, my God. He put it in the chat room. Nothing can take it back now. Here we go. Hold on a minute. I'm going to zoom in on this one. See, where is it?
That's too funny. Yeah. So, since we're on football.
I got it. Oh. Next time he pokes me in the early morning hours, I'm going to post that crap.
And in honor of coffee, we'll do our one little NHL that we have news for.
It's sad. We don't have any.
Yes, we do.
Oh, you
the,
do. Go ahead.
The NHL canceled the Winter Classic yesterday. So,
that's the one up in New York, right?
Actually, this year it was going to be in Michigan's football stadium in Ann Arbor January 1st at the university. That was supposed to be between the Detroit Red Wings and the Toronto Maple Leafs, but because of the strike and because of the timing of the penalty if they did not play it, they had until yesterday to cancel it and only have to pay $300,000 rather than pay $3 million. They decided to go ahead and cancel, and unfortunately that does not bode well for the NHL. It goes to show you that they feel that we may not have hockey up until after the first of the year. Special Counsel Stephen Fuhr and Bill Daly, the Deputy Commissioner, are supposed to be meeting today at an undisclosed location to resume bargaining talks. But those talks are going really, really, really slow. And
like the ice in winter.
As far as I remember correctly, memory serves, that the NHL owners were offering a 50-50 split with the first month of the first month wiped out of the games. The owners pulled that offer. They're like, okay, this was the offer up until we have to really start pulling games. Once they pulled the entire month off, the first month, they were okay with the first couple of weeks. They were trying to get a whole season in. But now that they say they cannot get an entire season in, they pulled their offer of a 50-50 split. So this does not bode well for the NHL. As I said before, the four major sports that there are, you know, baseball, football, basketball, hockey, unfortunately, hockey is number four, money-wise, viewership-wise, everything across the board-wise. And for them to lose another season is going to be disastrous for them.
You know what really helped to start to kill hockey is the teams moving south. When the teams moved south, there was more money. And the teams in the south had to compete with the other teams. And the teams in the north who had fervent fan bases, you know.
Yeah, because I think there's only, what, two hockey teams in Canada now?
No, there's more than that.
Not
Edmonton, you got Vancouver, you have Toronto, you have Montreal.
Montreal.
The Canadiens.
Montreal what?
Canadiens.
Montreal Canadiens?
Yes. The Ottawa Senators. I'm a little shocked here, big dog.
There aren't as many as there used to be, though.
Oh, that's what I mean. But when you said there's only two teams, I said, no. Here's a little bit more. I think still Saskatoon is out there.
No. Nice try, though.
Yeah. You see, but if they started negotiations and they say the 50-50 is off the table, that could technically be that term that I've used in the past where you change the terms of your negotiation. It's not like, well, here's your offer, and now we're going back on that offer, and we're making it, you know. You can't come back with anything.
It looks like there's five teams, if I'm not mistaken. It's Montreal.
Seven Canadian teams.
Seven.
Coffee!
Okay, well.
You going to screw with him on that one?
Well, there's Montreal, Ottawa, Toronto, Vancouver. That's four. Edmonton,
five.
Calgary, six. He is right. And Winnipeg, seven.
So I was right! I was talking about Winnipeg when I said Saskatoon.
Saskatoon, eh?
Yeah, remember that idiot that came out in the movie about the kid? Grown Ups?
Yeah.
The guy that was...
Where are you from? From Saskatoon.
Yeah. Thanks, Coffee.
Yeah, I mean,
you're when it comes to hockey.
You're right about that movie, South. I mean, you had the Nashville Predators that moved. Then you had the Dallas Stars moved. So, but, you know, like I said, this does not bode well for them, though. I mean,
I just think the funniest thing is you got a hockey team in Phoenix, Arizona. It's like, what the hell? I can see one in Texas, but not in Arizona. But, hey, the Coyotes have survived through multiple owners.
Yeah,
it's pretty bad, ladies and gentlemen. But we're now entering the last quarter here on NDB Media Sports Talk with the guys.
Home
of the Monday Morning Quarterbacks
on
Saturday Extravaganza.
And, of course, this week, the NBA returned, my favorite.
Yeah, I kind of missed you on Tuesday. So I figured you were working. Or you forgot. We were going to call opening day.
Yeah, I know.
You weren't up to it.
I wasn't. I'll tell you later about my medication.
We're all on Medicaid except for Matt. Matt's like, what the hell's up with you old fogies? Yeah. I'm sorry, big dog. No.
Of course, the big...
I'm the resident pharmacist, though.
The big, big shock, and it was a shock, was, of course, the trade that happened just before, 72 hours before the season started, as Western Conference champions, Oklahoma City could not come to terms with James Harden. And immediately, in the afternoon, they couldn't come to terms. So that evening, he got traded to the Houston Rockets.
Harden, yes.
He wanted a max deal, a 4-year, $60 million deal. Before he just signed a deal on Halloween night for 5 years, $80 million. Okay, that makes sense. But at the time when he got traded, it made it seem that he was only about the money. Because Russell Westbrook, Serge Ibaka, and Kevin Durant. Now, Kevin Durant and Russell Westbrook are the number one and two guys on that team. Harden was number three and was not moving up. He is the number three guy on the team. That's the way it was. The fact that Durant and Westbrook took less than max money, the owners expected Harden, the number three guy on the team, to do the same, to follow suit. For the betterment of the team. And Harden said, no, I want the whole $60 million. Now, it was a 4-year, $60 million deal that they were offered, that he wanted. Oklahoma City countered with a 4-year, $55.5 million deal. He turned it down for a $1,250,000 a year difference, guys. Now, that is a bucket load of money for us, $1 million. For them, not so much. $1 million a year is nothing to them, guys.
Well, it actually is, because that means that they can keep their posse on for a few more days before they go bankrupt.
Okay, but all kidding aside, $1 million, I mean, come on, Harden, $1 million. For the chance that you already knew you were going to be going to Houston, that's where the talk was. He was either going to Houston or going to Phoenix. Both teams are not title contenders. And aren't going to be title contenders for a few years. So the fact that you're giving up the chance that you were in the finals for a ring this past season, and you're most likely going to go back again, and you give all that up for a lousy $1 million a year. Now, it's nice that, yes, he got a 5-year, $60 million contract, which turns out to five-year, $80 million contract, $16 million a year. He wanted $15 million a year, and they were offering him $14.5 million a year. So he got $1.5 million more a year, basically with another year added on is what he got, the difference.
So he got his money.
He got his money, but he's got no chance to win a title anytime soon. In that 5 years, they're not going to be in the finals. They'll make the playoffs maybe next year. They're not going to make the playoffs this year. Maybe next year they'll make the playoffs. And another thing that bothered me about it is the fact that he's 23 years old. He's got another max contract due him after this. I don't see him slowing down. You know, he was a sixth man of the year. He was an integral part of the team last year. So let's say he gets his 4-year deal at $55 million. He'll be 27 when the deal is done. In his prime of his NBA life, that's when you hit your prime at 27, 28. That's when you get the real big money. So he'll be a 6-7 year veteran, 27 years old, and have a ton of money and possibly even a couple more rings or a couple of rings at the time if OKC can come through. But now he's with Houston. I mean, it was all about the money. Yes, he's 2-0. He said they're going 82-0. Real funny coffee. He is putting up spectacular numbers. I will give him that. I believe he scored 37 the first game, and he scored 45.
For a guy who hates basketball.
Yeah, I know. He put up, I think it was 37 the first game and 45 this last game.
Really?
He's putting up some numbers. Now, whether he can do that over the course of a season, that remains to be seen.
Wow.
But, I mean, I will give him that. I mean, he's putting up some numbers. Houston, as I said, if they make the playoffs, they're going to be a number 7, number 8 seed. They're not going to be contenders. I personally do not feel they're going to make the playoffs. But
well, no. They're going to go 82-0?
Yeah.
It was said right here.
And on the flip side, I don't know what the hell's wrong with the Lakers. The Lakers are 0-3. They had an 0-8 preseason. They had never, ever had an 0-for-whatever preseason. This is the first time they've ever had that. They're 0-3 this year. Game 2 was close. Game 1, they look lost. They look completely lost. Game 2, they looked a lot better, but we always have problems with Portland, in Portland. You know that, Raj. You know, we just have problems there. Yesterday was against the Clippers. The Clippers are an up-and-coming power, and they took it to the Lakers. You know, we only lost by 10, and it was close the first three quarters, but they're pushing that Princeton offense. And the problem with the Princeton offense is that when you get a rebound, you look for where you're going to be going. And the problem with that is not Steve Nash's forte. Steve Nash is a guy to run and gun. Steve Nash is a guy, you rebound, you throw the ball, and you tell him, go. Run. And that's Steve Nash's thing. You run the ball off the court. You try and get the fast break. If you don't, then you curl out to the top of the key and you set up your offense. Then you can run your Princeton. So you can run a semi-Princeton. But the thing is, you got to run. And that's what Nash is made for. That's why he's here. That's why we're paying him $9 million a year. We're not paying him $9 million a year to walk the damn ball up. And that's what he's doing. He's walking the ball up. Taking 10, 12 seconds out of the clock. You need to run, period, and shoot the ball within 14 to 16 seconds. Get the pace going. We got some young horses on the team now. Use them. Nash is not going to last a long time. I mean, Nash's got a bad back, and he's 38 years old. And his line shows the assists just aren't there right now because they're not running. He had the first game he had 4 assists. The second game he had like 6 assists, and now he's hurt.
So the coach,
Brown, is
overwhelmed.
As I said before, Brown would never have been my first choice, my second choice, my third choice, my fourth choice. He was not one of my choices.
God, that means he didn't even rate for a finger in your hand.
No. But
all right, coffee. You'll be right back. He said he's hanging up with basketball. He's got to take a bathroom break.
Okay.
He's got a lot of one-liners today.
But Brown is sticking to it, and I will give it. You cannot give up on the Princeton offense or whatever offensive scheme you're running after 3 games. You can't. You have to see it through. He's got to go at least 20 games before you switch it up. I mean, you just have to. You can't change it after. After 3 games. Now, this may work itself out. It seems like the offense is there, but their defense is what's lacking right now.
Kobe, after game 2, what happened?
Oh, he bitched and complained that he's tired of losing.
Yeah, but what did he say to the fans or stuff like that?
Oh, to shut the hell up.
Yeah.
I actually told him to shut the F up.
Yeah.
Which is showing the frustration of losing 10 in a row.
Yeah, when they're paying $5,000 for tickets,
well,
they can tell you whatever they want.
Well, that's Jack. The normal man is not the Rodgers and Peters of the world
that win tickets to Clipper games.
But that was in reference to
the Rodgers.
Yeah, there you go. Finally,
I saw it. I heard it.
The Rodgers and Peters of the world do not pay $5,000 a seat. We pay good money, but not that kind of money.
Yeah, we pay for our internet on our phones so we can register at NBA.com and get free tickets.
No, it's Just Nets.
Oh, Just Nets.
JustNets.net.
Oh, JustNets.net.
Yeah, hopefully they do it again this year, which I will once again donate, which I donate regardless. But if you donate $10, it's for the fly nets they send to Africa so the kids don't get malaria, which I thought was an excellent cause anyways. And they give you two free tickets for $10. So you can't go wrong. You help out the kids, you get to go to the game. You know,
which is awesome.
I think they only actually have two Laker tickets available because the Laker tickets are never available.
Yeah.
But
by the way, ladies and gentlemen, Matt says, did you hear about the NBA game where the Pyro went out by accident?
No, I did not.
Matt, let us know.
What happened? Was the WWE there the night before and they forgot to take it out? See, Matt knows wrestling.
No, I know he.
Oh,
does.
Matt, by the way, I'm glad you were actually on. I remember last week I told you about going to Pro Wrestling Guerrilla, or Pro Guerrilla Wrestling, excuse me.
Oh.
We went, me and a buddy of mine who's also a wrestling fan went. That 3.5-4 hours that we spent there watching those 8 matches, Matt, it was the best wrestling I have ever seen in my life. These guys from top to bottom, from the beginning card to the main event, was top-notch. I've never seen wrestling like this. It was excellent. Excellent wrestling. It was a small crowd, maybe about 400 people in a little American Legion hall. But these wrestlers put it on the line. These guys can out-wrestle just about anyone on the WWE and TNA rosters. I mean, these guys were great. If you ever have a chance to catch it, man. Anybody out there.
Excuse me, Big Dog, I want to interrupt. We do have a caller.
No problem.
We're going to go to him right now. Caller, don't forget, there's a one-second delay, so let us know who you are and where you hail from. You are live on Sports Talk with the Guys, home of the Monday Morning Quarterbacks on Saturday.
Hey, gentlemen, how you doing? We got Jersey and Hauser from Jersey. How you doing? We weathered the storm pretty good.
Yes, good morning, Jersey. How you doing out there, pal?
Hey, not too bad, man. Like, I'm about 40 miles. I'm in South Jersey from Ocean City. Wind damage and stuff. Well, that's about it. Didn't get any power outage. But my buddy's house in Ocean City, he had 3 feet of water, he said, in his garage. But his house and all was fine. He has a sure home down there. But I tell you, my thoughts and prayers go out for the coast all the way up from, down south all the way up north with everybody. So I guess, my toughest problem is figuring what quarterback I need to pick up. These people are worrying about they're going to have electricity or food. So I guess we thank God for the small things. You know what I mean?
How about that, Jersey?
Hey, Jersey, sorry about that. Okay, we're back.
Hey.
We were just having some difficulty there. Sorry about that. We were listening, though, dude. Go ahead, continue.
Oh, no problem. No, I just wanted to say my thoughts and prayers out for everybody along the coast all the way up to Rhode Island and everything, so hope they'll be okay. Like the line I have is, that's it. Thank God this is the worst thing is, I got Brady on a bye. The problem is, in my scoring league, you get a point for every 20 yards passing quarterback. You get 300 yards passing, another 4 bonus points, 350, 6 bonus, 8 bonus points, so forth for quarterback. Pretty heavy. 6 points for a passing touchdown. If a quarterback were to run it in, you get 10 points. The option I have, you have Skelton, you have Russell Wilson, you have Blaine Gabbert, you have Hasselbeck, and you have Ponder. A lot of them don't have good matchups. Out of those 5, who do you like me to pick up? I just need a 1 week wonder with Brady on a bye.
That's a damn good question. I'm not so high on Russell. Hasselbeck,
policy.
Yeah. I think Hasselbeck is a good option. I know we have Matt in the chat room. He may have one, too. And even Coffee, see if they have anything. But mine would be Hasselbeck, clearly, on that one.
You've been playing against the lights out Chicago defense?
Yeah.
I was going to put Wilson and Gabbert because of the matchups. But Gilbert's going against Detroit at Jacksonville, but who knows what he's going to do. He threw for 300 yards. Wilson's going against Minnesota. Now, if Minnesota's up on him, he's going to have to pass like he did against New England. But, again, they could run the ball a lot, too, depending on how that outcome goes. So he does not normally throw a lot of touchdowns or for a lot of yards, Wilson. So that's why I was wondering what you guys might think.
Yeah, you know what, you're 100% right on that. I forgot that they were playing against the Bears. Yeah, they are. I would actually go with Wilson on that one. I was completely wrong because I would rather have him go against the Minnesota defense as opposed to Gabbert. What are you going to get, dude? You really don't know. That's the Forrest Gump pick of the week.
Yeah, it's just one of them things there where if I got the guy I'm playing, you know, he lost Sproles, but he had Breeze. He's got Bradshaw, who may not play. Yeah, he lost Gronkowski because, you know, I have Brady. But like I said, he scored 1,220 points this year. I've scored 1,210. I'm 6-2. He's 5-3. Different division. But we both put up mega, mega points, so we're kind of going head-to-head. And I'm missing, you know, except my key thing is my quarterback, who gives me sometimes 40-some points a game. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
I picked up Foles a couple weeks ago, about 4 or 5 weeks ago. Figured he'd be the starter this week, but Andy Reid, you know, they let me down as he usually does with all of us. You know, we can't wait till he goes to San Diego and is out of here.
Yeah, dude. I mean, look, what can you say about Andy Reid, dude? I mean, that guy's broken my heart a few times too.
Oh man, he, you know, between him and Norm Turner, I got Ryan Matthews, and he just keeps toying with Ryan Matthews all the time too. So, like I said, hopefully he's out of here and goes to San Diego somewhere, because I'm sick of Reid. We all are. I'm sick of saying, my fault, dude. You should have been fired years ago. You don't know what you're doing. You call the plays. I knew a guy that was an offensive coordinator who used to be the Vikings head coach, who my sons played football with here in Jersey. Told me that Reid did all the play calling back then. So, you know what I'm saying? He's still calling the plays. Who's your kid?
Yeah, I know, Jersey. And I got to tell you, I've been saying this for a while now. The thing with Norv Turner out there, he's got to have video of the owner and the general manager, dude. They're doing something because he made a deal with Satan, because that guy should have been fired a long time ago.
You know, I like Norv Turner as an offensive coordinator. Don't get me wrong. But as a head coach, he's horrible. Just like Buddy Ryan. Hey, Buddy Ryan was a nice and very good defensive coordinator. When it came to be a head coach, some of these guys just can't make that jump. I mean, it's not easy to be a head coach, but sometimes they are good at one thing. But Reid, he just, I don't know, man. It's just constantly every week, excuse. And it's okay to have excuses if you fix the problem, but the problem hasn't gotten fixed for 13 years. So
I hear you.
But, hey, I appreciate the help on the advice there, guys. Best of luck to you guys this week. And, like I said, hopefully everything works out with the people up and down the coast here, you know, with everything going on. So my thoughts are with those guys, too. So, again, thanks for your help. And enjoy your weekend, guys.
We will, Jersey. And again, thanks for calling in, especially from the Jersey area. And, yeah, our thoughts are with everyone out there, ladies and gentlemen. Jersey, thanks for putting us on the spot, dude, because it makes us make the right decisions.
Take care. Have a good one.
Thanks, buddy. Yeah.
Bye-bye.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are down to about 7 minutes. We're doing very well. We're going to be finishing up. I know the big dog still has quite a bit of news. We're going to go over it right now. And we'll see. We'll see what else he has there. And again, we do apologize for the technical difficulty. What happened was the mic that we were using, the battery just decided to go. And that was it. So I had to make a transition, and I didn't realize I was still on mute on the second line, so I do apologize.
Apology accepted.
Oh, thank you, big dog.
Looks like Darren Williams has bone spurs. He's been having problems, he said, since the Olympics. And he said he has bone spurs in his left ankle. Left ankle. And he probably will have to undergo surgery to have it cleaned up. But he said he will tough it out
and take cortisone injections into his ankle as he needs. So, kind of interesting. So, I don't know if they're already setting up for the fact that the Brooklyn Nets aren't going to be as well because, you know, that is their main guy, Deron Williams. So, I don't know what's going to happen there.
Yeah, you know what? Ladies and gentlemen, there's no way that I can put this link up, but I know that Coffee did. I tell you, this is absolutely awesome, dude. I believe Coffee. He showed me this. Look at what Anheuser-Busch did. This is a link from Coffee on Facebook. He says it's cool. It sure as hell is. He put it up. Mad props to Anheuser-Busch. Their Georgia plant stopped one of their beer lines so it could produce emergency cans of drinking water for Sandy victims. And there it is, the Anheuser-Busch label, drinking water, and then starting from the bottom, going up to the top, in vertical writing, water! That is absolutely awesome.
And, you know,
and that's the easiest way you can get water over there, via cans like that.
And you know, you know what I hate about that? Because unfortunately, someone's going to save those and they're going to start selling those in about a year.
Sure.
As collectibles.
I mean, I'm thinking right in the hand what I would do to get one of those boxes.
Exactly.
But, it's going to be sent to the people that are needy, and that is awesome. They pulled a whole line. You know how many cans they make in a day?
Yeah. And Anheuser-Busch can afford it.
Hell yeah.
Especially since they're not an American company anymore.
Oh, I know.
Finland, I believe, is it not?
Someone in Germany.
Oh, is it Germany?
Yeah.
Well, German and beer, okay.
Seagums and Schweppes and all those. That's someone else.
Well, Germany and beer, they go hand in hand, so I guess
yes,
that's that
they
one.
Do. That is awesome, though, Coffee. I appreciate you sent that one to us. That is cool.
I had a friend of mine I used to work with. He actually had shares in Budweiser because he loved drinking beer, and Budweiser was his beer.
Might as well get your money back.
Exactly. And when this business bought Anheuser-Busch, he was not given the option of getting shares in the new company. They bought everyone out.
Oh, yeah.
They did. All of a sudden, he said he got a letter with a check in it saying, Anheuser-Busch was sold to such and such company. I'm not sure if they're a privately owned company or not, but they were saying, shares were not offered to the previous, shareholders. Here is your cash out. We thank you very much for your... for your years of being an owner, part owner.
I'm surprised he didn't get to vote on the sale as a shareholder.
I believe he did.
Oh, well, okay. Yeah, well, it's done, whatever the vote was.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's crazy, yeah, because if he didn't even get to vote, but...
weren't you an actual owner of the Yankees at one point?
Again, I don't know if it was the Mercury... Or the Enterprise Fund.
But still, you were.
I was $1 billion. No, actually, I had $50 invested in a $5 billion fund or a $7 billion fund, and they had like 1% of the holding company of a. I'm sure I can do the math. I was one trillionth of an owner of the Yankees for a while. Yeah, I was. So one time, someone told me. You're Yankees. Well, as a matter of fact,
yes,
they are. I know, what do you mean? And I was carrying my documents with me. That's so funny. This was back in the, early 90s, middle 90s. I remember that when I was investing all over the place.
That's what I hate. I actually looked into it for the NBA. And
it's just...
There were only two teams that actually had public offerings.
Yeah, and that's just so you can say that you own.
Yeah, one was the Knicks, which didn't interest me much.
Yeah.
And there was no way in hell was I ever going to buy a Boston Celtics share. That was the only other team.
I know the National League, or in baseball, it's the Indians.
Oh, that'd be cool.
The Cleveland Indians, and I don't know who else it is, if there's another one there. For some reason, the Marlins are sticking out. But again, who cares?
Other than the Yankees, who would you like to, like, say if you were able to buy a share, like, say, a $25 share, just to have it up on the wall, say, yeah, I'm an owner of a partial, whatever. What team would interest you other than the Yankees? Would it be anything with the Dodgers because you were a Dodger fan early on? Or?
It's a Belgian. He copied it. It's a Belgian company. Just reading the bio.
So.
Thanks, Matt. Awesome show, Super the Barney. That was my fault. That one was. And are we done?
Yeah, 46.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, we're only down a few seconds.
So, quick, what team?
The Dodgers.
The Dodgers?
Yeah.
For me, I don't know
I'd never buy the hated ones.
For me, I don't know why. For me, it'd be the Cubs. I don't know why.
Yeah, you know. All right, ladies and gentlemen, but it is here. We're almost done, and we want to thank everyone for listening. $39 billion in sales last year. Yeah. Thanks, guys.
And that was down.
Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, it's been fun. We're down about 15 seconds. Thanks for joining us. Of course, we're going to go over to Cuervo on campus or Campus with Cuervo. I forget. I don't know what it is. Guys, appreciate it. We'll see you guys. Love you, and thanks for spending the time with us. Remember, aim right with it.